Joseph Nyantan manually operates decades-old lab equipment at the Bensonville Hospital, as there is no electricity and more recent equipment disappeared during the war.
During the war, they ransacked this place, you know, the rebel. They came and took away everything. We fired the operation light, the damaged all. Thing that they didn't even know what to do with it, but it get damaged then, you see.
But the hospital operates even without a doctor for the entire Carysburg district of about 65,000 people.
This is a nursing station. What we do, we analyze the reports and nursing care of our patients here.
District Health Officer Rex Moses gives a tour of what is in name a hospital, but basically operates as a clinic. Women patients sit on wooden benches, many of them holding babies. Moses says with the help of aid agencies and a new ambulance, he is able to save lives again. He gives the example of a woman and her baby from the nearby town of Harrisburg.
After delivery, she starts bleeding severely. We call it a postpartum hemorrhage. And luckily for us, the Africa vehicle went there on supervision and brought the woman to a distance that the ambulance could pick her up. And we did pick her up and immediately refer her up to Barovia. And the information we're getting is that she's all right now. She received blood, about 4 pints of blood, and she's back in Harrisburg. The baby is bouncing all right. The baby is okay.
Basic health packages, including for pregnancy and infant care, as well as malaria, are being offered for free, thanks to donor help and the government making health spending its second priority in this year's budget after education. Moses says a plan to make the training of much-needed doctors, nurses, and midwives free as well could be even more crucial.
They are saying now it will be free of charge, absolutely free of charge. That's the message we are getting. That will encourage people to, you know, be trained and have cut down the shortage of manpower in the country. We were told that the test was only given in Monrovia. For the last test, they went all over the country to give the test.
In the meantime, volunteers, many of them jobless high school dropouts looking for something to do, are being trained as community outreach specialists. These first-line health consultants go to remote villages, often by foot, to teach about nutrition, basic sanitation, family planning, and preventative measures to combat common diseases like malaria. One of them, Martha K. Wilhiel, explains her motivation.
What made me to want to be a volunteer is because more especially our communities they are lacking, and then it's something concerning about health. So we have to educate them, and it motivated me more especially on the field of health.
One of 51 Liberian doctors in a country of more than 2 million people is Health Minister Walter Gwenegali.
The three things that we want to take care of basically is 1, human resource for health, 2, infrastructures for health, and 3, the support system.
He has pleaded with foreign donors to allow Liberia's government to control more of the millions of dollars in health-related aid money so a more coordinated, long-term approach can be set in motion. Some foreign donors and UN agencies have expressed concern over whether the free healthcare system now in practice for basic services, as well as the free training being planned, are viable in the long run. But Liberians interviewed for this report say they want as many lives to be saved as possible and as many health workers trained in a short amount of time so that a nation and a health system very much in shambles can be rebuilt. Nico Columbus, VOA News, Bensonville, Liberia.